You know that feeling, right? It's Sunday night, you're on the couch, and that little calendar notification pops up for tomorrow, gym 6:00 p.m., and you just get this sense of dread.
The workout dread,
Yeah.
the Sunday scaries for your fitness routine.
Exactly. It feels like a chore. Like I'm gonna
Yeah.
go on the treadmill because I have to, not because I actually want to.
It's so transactional. I put in the work, I get a result, but there's no joy in the process.
Right. And whenever people say, oh, just pick up a sport like tennis, there's this huge barrier. I think, great, now I have to take 6 months of lessons just to not be embarrassing.
That's the competence gap, right? For most racket sports, the space between being a total beginner and actually having fun is, I mean, it's a canyon. You need real skill just to keep a rally going.
But today we're diving into something that, well, claims to be the solution to all of that. We are talking about padel.
Padel, yeah, the sport that seems to be everywhere all of a sudden.
It is. I feel like I blinked, and half the people I know are in these like glass cages on Instagram. It's one of the fastest growing sports in the world.
For sure.
And the sources we're looking at today, guides from Padel Sensation and some breakdowns from an expert named Miro, they're making this huge claim. They call it the perfect entry point for the non-athlete.
Which is such a bold thing to say, isn't it? A sport for people who aren't sporty. But the numbers kind of back it up. We're not just seeing ex-tennis players, we're seeing people who haven't done anything athletic since high school.
So that's our mission today. We're going to decode why. Is this just a trend, or is there something in the actual mechanics of this game that makes it so sticky for beginners?
Yeah, we need to unpack the rules, the gear, and why it's being framed as fun-driven instead of discipline-driven.
That distinction right there, fun versus discipline, I think that's everything.
I agree. It changes the whole reason you show up.
Okay, but first things first, let's paint a picture. I've never seen a padel court. I walk up to one. What am I looking at? It looks kind of like a human aquarium.
Huh, that's a good way to put it. So think of a tennis court. Now just shrink it a lot.
Okay.
A padel court is 20 meters by 10 meters. So roughly a third of the size of a tennis court.
One third. Okay, so right away I'm thinking less running. That's a plus.
Way less running. And the cage you mentioned, that's the key. The whole thing is enclosed by glass walls at the back and sides, and then wire mesh.
And those walls aren't just to stop the ball from flying away, right? They're actually in play.
They are the game. That's the squash element. It's often called the love childs of tennis and squash for that exact reason.
We have got to get into the physics of that later because my brain is already short-circuiting. But what about the gear? Am I dropping hundreds of dollars on a fancy racket?
So you're holding a padel racket, and the first thing you'll notice is it's weird. It has no string.
No strings at
Right.
all, so it's just a solid block.
Yeah, pretty much. Like a really high-tech beach paddle. It's usually made of carbon fiber, and it's got holes drilled in it.
What do the holes do?
They help with aerodynamics and reduce vibration. But the big thing is the solid face makes the ball so predictable. There's no trampoline effect like with strings.
Yeah.
Where you hit the ball is, you know, pretty much where it's going to go.
That sounds way more forgiving.
It is. And then there's the ball itself. It looks just like a tennis ball.
Yellow, fuzzy, the whole deal.
The whole deal. But it has slightly less internal pressure. It's a little bit softer.
And why? What does that do?
It just slows everything down. The ball doesn't fly off the racket or the ground quite as fast. For a beginner, that extra split second is everything.
It's the difference between hitting it and just like whiffing completely.
Exactly.
Okay, so I've got my solid paddle, my slightly squishy ball. The scoring must be where they get you. Is it super complicated?
Nope. And this was, I think, a genius move.
I don't.
If you know tennis scoring, you know padel scoring.
Wait, really? It's just 15, 30, 40 game.
Identical.
Yeah.
Best of three sets. They kept the part people already knew, which makes it so much easier to jump in.
Okay, that's a huge relief. But let's get to the biggest claim, the non-athlete part. Because the one thing that terrifies me about tennis is the serve, that big, violent overhead smash.
You have just hit on the single biggest barrier in tennis, the serve. I mean, people spend years learning a decent overhead serve. And if you play against someone good, they can just ace you all day. You don't even get to play.
Which is the opposite of fun. You're just a ball boy for an hour.
Right. Padel's solution, the serve is underhand.
Underhand, like you just kind of scoop it over.
Basically, yeah. The rule is you have to bounce the ball once, then you have to make contact at or below your waist.
So no throwing it up in the air and trying to kill it.
Nope. Hitting it above the waist is a fault. It's illegal.
That changes everything.
It levels the playing field instantly. The serve is just a way to start the point. It's not a weapon. It means that almost every single point turns into a rally, even on your very first day.
You're actually playing the game from minute one.
Yes. And then there's the physical side of it. You mentioned less running. The court is smaller. But also, the type of movement is totally different.
How so?
In tennis, you're sprinting, stopping on a dime, changing direction. It's brutal on your joints, your knees, your ankles.
Oh, yeah. A hard court tennis sounds like a recipe for knee surgery.
But in padel, the court surface is usually this artificial turf with a bit of sand, so it's softer. And because you're playing doubles on a small court, it's all about short, quick steps. Little adjustments.
So it's more about agility than like marathon level cardio.
Exactly. It's considered a low impact sport. That's why you see so many older players or people coming back from injuries picking it up. It's like sneaky fitness.
Yeah.
You play for 90 minutes and you're sweating. Your heart rate was up, but you don't feel wrecked.
I want to go back to the walls. You said they are the game. How does that work? My instinct is if the ball hits a wall, the point is over.
Right. That's the tennis brain. You have to unlearn that. In padel, if the ball gets past you, bounces once on the ground, hits that back glass wall, and comes back out.
It's still live.
It's still live. You can still hit it.
So the wall is like a safety net. It gives you a second chance.
It gives you a second chance, and crucially, it gives you time. The ball travels past you, hits the glass, and then comes back toward you. That extra second or two is gold. It lets you reset and just tap the ball back over.
So it rewards patience more than lightning-fast reflexes?
Completely. The source is called the wall's forgiving. It's what creates these super long, fun rallies. The ball is just harder to put away. It keeps the action going.
Which is why they say brain over brawn, I guess.
Yes. And it leads to one of the biggest rookie mistakes, which is hitting the ball too hard.
Wait, hitting it too hard is bad. How?
Well, if you absolutely smash the ball and it flies off your opponent's back wall, it's going to come off that glass really fast, right back to the middle of the court.
Oh, so it sets them up for an easy shot.
You've basically just served it up for them on a silver platter. The best players use soft shots, lobs, angles. They use the walls like a pool player uses the cushions.
I love that. So a crafty 60-year-old could totally beat a 25-year-old who just wants to hit everything hard.
It happens every single day at every padel club in the world.
Amazing. Now, there's another rule that seems really central to the whole vibe of the sport. You have to play doubles.
Correct. Padel is always two versus two. No singles allowed.
Why? Is the court just too small for one person to cover?
It's partly that, but our sources point to this other, almost more important benefit. Padel Sensations Guide literally talks about it combating loneliness.
Because you're forced to be social. You can't just put your headphones on and grind it out alone.
And you're all so close together. In tennis doubles, you're shouting at your partner from across the court. In padel, everyone is in this little box. You can just talk.
So it encourages conversation.
It does. You're constantly talking to your partner. I got it. Yours. And there's so much laughter because of the weird bounces the ball takes. It's like social engineering built into a sport.
And this all ties back to what you said earlier about motivation.
Exactly. Gym motivation is discipline driven. You go because it's on your schedule. It's a chore.
And when you're tired or stressed, that's the first thing you skip.
Right. But padel is fun driven. It feels like play. You go because you want to see your friends and hit a ball around. The exercise is almost a side effect.
It's the difference between forcing yourself to eat a salad and going out for a great meal that just happens to be healthy.
That's a perfect way to put it. And it's why the retention rate is so high. People leave their first session saying, when can we do this again? Not, how many calories did I burn?
Okay, I'm sold. I'm ready to try. But I don't want to look like a complete fool. What are the top beginner mistakes I should try to avoid?
Miro's guide has a great list.
Yeah.
Number one is what we just talked about, the obsession with power.
Trying to smash it.
Exactly. You have to remember, the ball has to bounce on the ground before it hits a wall on the other side. If you hit it directly into the back glass, it's out.
Oh, okay. So control over power.
Always. Mistake number two is the fear of the glass.
So playing it like mini tennis and trying to hit everything before it gets past you.
Yes. You panic. You have to retrain your brain to let the ball go. Watch it hit the back wall and then calmly play it on the rebound. Trust the wall. It's your friend.
Trust the wall. I can do that. What about where I'm standing?
That's mistake number three.
Mm.
Getting stuck in no man's land. That's the area in the middle of the court between the service line and the back glass.
And that's bad because why?
You're too far back to attack the net, but you're too far forward to defend properly. The ball lands right at your feet, which is the hardest shot in the game. You're either up at the net or you're back at the glass. Nowhere in between.
Got it. Net or glass? What's the last one?
The serve. Even though it's underhand, people still mess it up. They forget to serve diagonally. Or they forget to bounce it first. Just remember, bounce below the waist, cross court. If you can do that, you're in the game.
That seems manageable. Okay, last thing, getting started. What do I wear? Do I need to buy a racket?
Just comfortable workout clothes and sneakers. Your normal running shoes are fine for the first few times.
And the racket.
Don't buy one. Please, don't buy one yet.
Really?
Every single padel club rents them for like $5. Or they're often free for your first time. Just try whatever they have.
I love that. The barrier to entry financially is almost zero.
It's so low. You just show up, the learning curve is gentle, and you'll be having fun, competitive rallies in your very first session. That's the promise.
That instant gratification is the secret sauce, isn't it?
It really is. You get that little dopamine hit of a good shot on day one.
So, to wrap this all up, for anyone listening who is feeling that Sunday dread we talked about, right, what's the final word?
The takeaway is that your fitness routine doesn't have to be a grind. Padel is a loophole. The court is small. The serve is simple. The walls help you. And you play with friends.
It's social. It's accessible. And you're actually moving.
All you have to do is show up. You don't need to be an athlete.
So here's the challenge to you listening. Just try it. Google padel courts near me. I bet there's one you didn't even know existed. Grab three friends, rent a racket, and just go have fun.
And be prepared to laugh when you completely miss the ball.
Yeah.
Because you will. And it's part of the fun.
Absolutely. And I want to leave you with this one final thought, tying back to that idea of discipline versus fun. Our culture loves to glorify the grind, you know? No pain, no gain.
The idea that if it doesn't hurt, it's not working.
Right. But padel offers up a different idea. Sustainable activity. So here's the question. Is the best workout the one that torches the most calories? Or is the best workout the one you actually look forward to doing after a long day?
Because the one you look forward to is the one you'll still be doing 5 years from now. Consistency always wins.
Something to think about. Maybe the secret to being healthy isn't more discipline, it's just more play. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive.
See you on the court.